He met the Iri and asked whether the person who taught Rav that an udder that was roasted without first being torn as usher is here in Eretz Yisrael. The Iri pointed to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, who then told Rav Elazar, I actually did not teach this to Rav. Rather, Rav once visited a place where he found that the people were openly cooking meat with milk, and he therefore came out with a stringent zera that even an uncut, roasted udder is usher. This is Rav Kahana's version of the reply. Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba said, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi told Rav Elazar that he had taught that the udder of a nursing animal that's full of milk is usher if it's roasted without being cut. When Rav Chiya repeated this to Rav, he did not mention of a nursing animal because he was very sharp and thought that this distinction was obvious. Rav did not realize the distinction, and that's why he went and ruled that any udder that was roasted before being cut is usher. Rav and Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef were by Rav Papi, and they were given a dish of udder to eat. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef ate it, Ravin did not. Abaye said to Ravin, Rav Papi's wife is the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, who was known to be very careful in his actions. Therefore, if she prepared the dish, it must be that her father said this was mutter. Zach Mar Vaita in Surah, they did not eat udders. In Pumbedisa, they did. Zach Mar that Rami Bar Tamri, who is Rami Bar Dekule of Pumbedisa, went to Surah on Erev Yom Kippur. Everyone who was over there threw out their udders as they shechted their animals, and they threw these udders into the street. He picked them up and ate them. Rav Chista asked why he did that. Rami told him, I'm from the place of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore I do eat udders. Rav Chista said, when one travels, he's supposed to follow the stringencies of the place he is in and the stringencies of the place from where he's from. Rami said, I ate them outside of the Tchumen of the city. He then explained that he roasted them using grape pits that were more than a year old, so there's no issue of Yayin Nesach, and which had moss growing on them to show that they were certainly Hefker. Rav Chista asked why he wasn't wearing tefillin. Rami said he had a stomach ailment, and Rabbi Yehuda says that a person with a stomach ailment should not wear tefillin. He then asked him why he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Rami explained he was wearing a borrowed talis. Rabbi Yehuda says that a borrowed talis is not chayiv in tzitzis for the first 30 days. At that time, they brought to Rav Chista a person who had not been honoring his parents. They tied him up in preparation of giving him malchus. Rami said, let him go. Abrai says, any mitzvah regarding which the reward is written, Bezdin does not punish for it. Rav Chista commented on how sharp Rami was. And Rami said, if we were by Rabbi Yehuda, you would see how sharp I truly am. Zachar Mar Vaita, Abai said to Rav Safra, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, ask them whether they allow a liver to be cooked in a pot. Rav Safra went and found Rav Zrika, who told him that he himself cooked a liver for Rav Ami, who then ate it. When he later repeated this to Abai, Abai said, I never meant to ask about the liver itself. That's surely mutter, because it doesn't absorb the blood that it discharges during the cooking process. I meant to ask whether other meat that's cooked in the same pot with the liver, whether the other meat becomes usher from the liver's discharged blood or not. Rav Safra said, you're certain about the liver itself because the Mishnah says that the liver does not become usher. If so, you should be certain about other meat in the pot as well because the Mishnah says that a liver cooked in a pot makes the other meat in the pot usher from its blood. But the liver itself does not become usher because it discharges blood but does not reabsorb it. Abaye said, it may be that the Mishnah is discussing the liver of an usher animal, like a trefa, and the other meat becomes usher because of the fats of the liver. It still doesn't answer whether the blood of the liver makes the other meat usher. When Rav Safra went back to Eretz Yisrael, he again met Rav Zrika and asked Abaye's question. Rav Zrika told him, I and Yanai, the son of Rabbi Ami, went to visit Yehuda, the son of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, and they served us a kana with its attached organs, the lungs, the heart, and the liver, which were all cooked together, and we ate it. Zachmar Vaita Rav Ashi, or Rav Shmuel of Zirikenya, said, there's not a valid proof. It may be that the opening of the kana was left out of the pot, which caused all the blood to be discharged out of the pot. It may also be that the liver was first seared, which prevents it from discharging blood, as we find that Rav Huna would sear a liver in vinegar, and Rav Nachman would sear it in boiling water. Zachar Mar, there are Papa thought to say that the vinegar in which the liver was seared becomes usher because some blood from the liver goes into the vinegar before it can seal off the liver from discharging blood. Rava told him if the vinegar is usher, the liver would become usher as well because once the liver is sealed, it's no longer discharging and can absorb, at which point it will absorb some of the vinegar, which if usher will then make the liver usher as well.